Welcome Builders from Lakeland, Florida. This is the Build Your Success Leadership Podcast with your host, Brian Brogen. We're going to empower and equip you to build yourself and then build others. Now, let's build up with your host, Brian Brogen.
Hello, Builders. It is our privilege to welcome you to this episode of the Build Your Success Podcast. Hey, here at the Build Your Success Podcast, we like to build you so you can build others. We do that through our coaching, training, and speaking events, but we also do that with a special guest that we bring to this program. And I'm excited to have my friend and co-author Chip Baker on the podcast today. Welcome to the podcast, Chip.
Go get it.
Hey, if you've been here, Chip Baker speak, you're going to hear him say, go get it. So I love it. That. You know, I remember Les Brown, you say, you got to be hungry. And I love that saying as well. I love things that people have that's their signature piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, let me ask you for our listeners, tell them a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, where you come from, and then, hey, where you're going, Chip. I think that's the more important thing.
So myself, Chip Baker, I'm a fourth generation educator, teacher, former coach, blessed and fortunate to be raised by some great people, as well as be around some awesome folks to learn from in my career. Like I said, educator, it's been a blessing. Some of the things I've been able to do in education, started my YouTube channel about 8 years ago, The Success Chronicles. And what I do is I just interview people from all walks of life and share their stories for positive inspiration and motivation. About 5.5 years ago, started writing books and multiple time best-selling author. I'm truly grateful for that. And just trying to do my part. Now I'm in the give back phase of life. You know, just know that I've been fortunate to achieve some really neat things. Now my focuses are on building relationships and providing opportunities.
That's great, Chip. And yes, you're definitely doing that. In fact, as you alluded to, you're on volume 6 of the Impact of Influence. Many authors that you've helped become authors.
Yes.
So many people you've helped. And I appreciate you allowing me a spot in volume 6. And it was a pleasure to write that. I read it cover to cover. It's an amazing book, some amazing people. And I just encourage anybody out there. I haven't read the other volumes, but I'm sure they're as good. So get a copy of Impact of Influence by Chip Baker with some guest authors. So thank you for that. Let me ask you the question we ask all of our guests. What does leadership and being a leader mean to Chip Baker?
Man, I think it's simple. It's a simple answer for me. Leadership to me means being the example. And what I mean by that is, you know, we could talk all day. We can say things all day long, but our actions is what shows how we lead. Our actions is what shows who we are. Our actions is what shows our heart. And so I think that as a leader, it's important to make sure that we strive to be the example. You know, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. But the goal is to just strive to be the best version of ourselves that we can, so that we can give the best version of ourselves to others.
Mm. Love that. Great definition of leadership.
If you've
listened to our podcast in the past, you know, we've asked this at this point hundreds of times, and it's the seed for the book Voices for Leadership. And hey, here on the podcast, I'm pleased to announce Chip Baker is one of our authors for the soon coming volume 2 of Voices for Leadership.
Yes.
This whole leadership thing, it's so important that we actually think about it. We be intentional leaders and we lead by example. You know, that's what especially, you know, you and I have a passion for young people, and our young people need to see some examples in this day and age to learn what leadership really is. So, you know, I've glanced at your book and your chapter again this evening in preparation for this podcast. And I was reminded about how versatility is something that you see as important for being a person of influence. So tell our listeners, you know, why being versatile is important to be a person that has influence.
Well, you know, I'm an old ball coach, but more specifically, an old line coach. And so there's a saying that we would say is, you know, once you stop your feet, you're beat. Ooh. Right. And so in life, it's important to be versatile. You know, once you stop your feet in life, you're beat. It's important to make sure that you're able to be able to adjust to certain things. It's important to make sure that you can continue to move while you're adjusting and don't be stagnant, right? And so that allows you to be versatile, that allows you to be able to do multiple things and be great at multiple things, which in essence, again, like I'm always about, when you're able to do that, it allows you to be a benefit to others.
I love that. Yes, and when sir. I hear you talk about that, especially being versatile, and it allows you to impact others. Mm-hmm. When I think about that, I think about how human beings are so diverse. We speak different languages. We come from different places. We have different backgrounds, different experiences.
Yes,
and we're going to have to be versatile to meet those ideas and stand up and help people and have influence with them. If we're going to have any results, otherwise people just see you. You know, if you can't be versatile and you set your ways, I like to tell people that my way or the highway is a lonely road.
I love that. And there's beauty in our differences too.
Oh, there really are, because in our uniqueness, we can support each other. You know, where I am weak, you may be strong, Chip.
So good.
And if you could help me, and I know I got a support network around me that, you know, Brian wouldn't be anything without this support network of folks that have helped me in the past and are helping me now.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I love is mentorship, and I've been mentored by people and I've mentored others. And I think that's one way, you know, that we can have influence is being a mentor and being mentored by others. Don't think you got it all figured out. There's things you can learn from others.
Yeah.
We've got this, what I call a generational gap and divide in our society today, where, you know, you got Gen X, Gen Z, the millennials, all these different generational titles that they put on people. Mm-hmm. But if we could just help each other and learn from each other, these young people can teach me skills on computers that I have no idea about. Yes. And I can teach them things about discipline and about leadership that they have no idea about. And what if we could come together and create a bridge of trust?
Oh, that's so, like what you explained there, that's a beautiful thing. I was just thinking about like my educational experience, even some coaching. You know, we can all learn from one another, regardless of the age, but you have to be open and willing to learn. And if you're open and willing to learn, what happens is just what you explained. Everybody comes together and they understand that it's bigger than me. It's not about me. And we all get better because we're open and willing.
So true. And I hear you say that. And it reminds me, this has been said many times, but I have to agree with it. The more I learn, the less I know.
Mm. Yes.
I just got to be thoughtful around that. You know, while we're talking about that in life, accepting others is a must. You know, we got to work with other people. We got to work around other people. There's teams, and, you know, and you come from the coaching world.
Yeah,
I come from the business world. Regardless, there's teams made up of unique individuals.
Mm-hmm.
What are some tools and techniques you use to accept others?
I think it's important to, and I kind of hit on this a little bit, you know, first knowing that it's not about you and it's bigger than you. All right. I think when we can understand and start there, man, that's life. I mean, it is life and it brings you life, right? It's life. And just like I said, you know, there's value in our differences. And when we can learn to value the differences of others, be accepting of those differences, know that by being accepting of the differences, we all get better.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah,
it reminds me, you know, here probably several years ago, I wish it would have been sooner, but I learned I didn't have to agree with someone to understand them.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, I can understand and even respect their point of view.
Yeah.
Without agreeing with it. Yeah. Because, you know, people have differences, perspectives. They have different religions, different politics, all these different things, like you said, that makes us different, that are good things.
Mm-hmm.
But I can accept that the fact that, hey, me and Chip are not going to agree on everything.
Right.
But we can find common places and ways we can help each other, as opposed to, you know, finding these differences and just concentrating on those.
and we can agree to disagree.
Absolutely. And for me, that's a bond of friendship and relationship. We can recognize that
and trust
and still, you know, work together for the common good. I just love that. Well, Chip, you've been out hitting the road. I've been seeing you on LinkedIn and speaking on these stages to young people.
Yeah.
Tell me how you carry this enthusiasm, Lord, throughout the place, man, and everywhere you're going.
I think for me, the ability to be able to tap into your why allows you to have excitement and enthusiasm. And that's what it's been for me. You know, as we talked, it's lots, you know, long days, lots of stuff that's involved with planning. It's lots. It requires lots of energy, lots of focus, lots of time. But at the end of the day, again, understanding it, the ability for me to be able to share my story and share my journey is bigger than me. It's not about me. And so that's what excites me. That's what enthuses me. You know, just yesterday I spoke to at a convocation for a school district. And so it was teachers, you know, going into their new year. I just stressed to them that, you know, their influence makes a huge impact. And they know that. But a lot of times we need to be reminded of that. Like you just being present, it makes a difference in somebody's life, right? And so that was just the main focal point that I wanted to hit them with. But also to your listeners, you know, or viewers checking this out, whoever you are, I don't care who you are, you know, you make a difference in someone else's life. And so it's important to continue to keep doing what you're doing, putting in the effort that you're putting in. It's worth it each moment of each day because it is making a positive difference.
Chip, you saying that reminds me, I was mentoring at a local high school here and we had the students get up and tell us about themselves, but also we asked them to tell us what their parents' occupation was. Mm. And we went through the whole list and we got down to one of these students and he said, "Well, my mom's just a teacher." And I stopped him. I was like, "What do you mean, just a teacher?"
Just, yeah.
And I'm thinking, your mom transforms lives. She puts knowledge in young people. She's educating people that may go on to become scientists, astronauts, doctors, construction, whatever they may become. Your mom is the seed of that. You need to think a little higher. She's not just a teacher.
Oh my gosh! Like just hearing you say that gave me chills. When you think about it, everybody in life has to go through a teacher. Let that sink in. You know,
absolutely.
Everybody in life has to go through some kind of teacher. So just saying that phrase in itself lets you know the importance of teachers.
We hope you're enjoying today's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Build Consulting Services. Are you ready to reduce workplace conflict, reduce employee turnover, and increase your productivity? If you're ready to put Brian to work for your company, give him a call at 863-800-9658 or email him at brianb@buildcs.net. Now, back to today's episode.
Yeah, and I was prepared for that because I'd walked through that very high school's hallways. And in the hallways, they have photos of well-known people that graduated from that school, governors, astronauts, generals, all different types of people that graduated from that school. And that's why I was able to think, you know, I was fast on feet. Brian's not that smart, but I was able to go quick on my feet to say, no, your mom is a teacher. She wasn't at that high school, but knowing, like you said, everyone comes through a teacher. I mean, that's where the foundation of knowledge and education is because we have these teachers willing to do this. And you're one of those. I mean, you're one of the people. It's a sacrifice to be a teacher. When I go into the high schools and see what these educators sacrifice to be a teacher, a lot of times they're doing these extracurricular activities that they volunteer for. They're not being paid for.
Right.
And it's just phenomenal to see that the passion that they have. You said it earlier about why you're driven to do what you do is because you know what good it's going to create. And it's the same thing with these educators that
they're
doing. What they're doing is a passion, because we all know the paycheck's not as great as some other college educated careers are.
Amen.
So tell us a little bit. Give us a sneak peek. Something you've spoke on recently that you the room just went wild for.
Something that I spoke on recently that the room went wild for. I think the main thing is, first off, your influence makes a huge impact. I think one thing that's been in my heart recently that I've shared, probably the last couple of times I've spoke, is you can't pour out of an empty cup.
Say that again.
I'm gonna give it to him. You can't pour out of an empty cup. And I think that just reflecting on the process of like COVID, and all of the things that everybody went through during COVID to make those adjustments, and everybody was just on go mode, right? And so it's been like that for like a couple of years. And then now, like, people are just now getting kind of more to the norm, and they're realizing, oh man, I've been going for 3 years. we need to do some traveling. We need to go have some fun and do some stuff. We haven't been able to do that since, some years now. And so it's great. We have to understand that you can't pour out of an empty cup. And so when you're striving to influence others, you have to make sure that you're doing the things that fills your cup, right? So that your cup runneth over and you can pour that out on others and fill them up as well. And so you have to be aware of when you need to refuel, when you need to recharge, when you need to do some things that make you happy. It's not selfish to have self-care.
Chip, let's stay here a minute because this is good.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some batteries for hand tools, and I run them batteries all the way down, and they won't charge like they used to charge.
Yeah. Yep.
We can't wait to fill the cup until it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught as a young man, my dad, like, when you get to a quarter tank of gas, you look for a gas station. And hence, I've never ran out of gas. And I mean, that was a great lesson. Let's think about that with this illustration you said. You can't pour out of an empty cup. When do we need to start filling that cup, and what can we fill it? What are some ideas for listeners?
Yeah.
Maybe they're going through it right now. What can they do to fill their cup?
I think filling your cup is a continuous thing. Like you said, don't wait till you get to empty. You're like, oh, I'm running on E. Man, I need to fill it up. Don't wait that late. There was a few times with my mom growing up, we ran out and we had to walk. Don't do that. but I think you have to, and it goes deeper than just filling the cup for me. And I think you have to really be in tune with what makes you happy, right? You have to be aware with the things that, like, what, ooh, yeah, I don't like that. Like, that makes me happy. I love doing that. That relaxes me. Like, that gives me joy when I'm able to provide that to others. You have to learn those things about yourself. And what that does is that helps you fill your cup, right? So do those things that help you fill your cup. Those things that take away that are negative, don't do those. Right. And so, and this is good too. And I'm going to go a little slow when I say this because I want everybody to digest this. Inner peace allows you to enter peace. Inner peace, I-N-N-E-R, right? Inner peace allows you to enter, E-N-T-E-R, peace. And what I mean by that is when you have an inner peace about yourself and you know you've done the things to fill your cup, that you've done things from a good-hearted place to help others, that you strive to be the best version of yourself so you can give the best version of yourself to others, it brings about an inner peace to you, right? And what that does is it sets you up to where everything around you is peaceful because you set the tone with that environment, with having that inner peace. And so it allows you to be in peace with everything you're doing and with everybody that you come in contact with that you're doing it with.
Hmm. Chip, I hear you say that. This is why I love having a podcast, because I get these great ideas from my guest.
Yeah.
But it makes me think there's some people, when we say fill their cup, they're going to get frantic about just throwing things in a cup.
Mm.
And I just heard you say inner peace. There's times when we need to fill our cup by slowing down and doing absolutely nothing. There's times when we need to take a break and sit on a rocking chair and stare at God's creation.
Oh, man. One of my favorite things is just sit on the back porch and listen to music.
Oh,
still not doing anything, just being in the moment, enjoying the time, you know?
Yeah. I've coached a lot of people that they're just doing. And I'm like, we got to get a plan around what you're doing, so you're going in a direction, because you go in circles all day long and you're very busy, right? And you're very active.
Right.
But active ain't always the right action to take. So I thought of that as you were talking about that cup. Mm-hmm. That some people are just so busy slamming a cup full that they're not really thinking about what they're putting in the cup.
Yes,
and we need to be conscientious of that as well. That inner peace is so important, mm-hmm. Especially in this day and age where people, you know, are really stressed out, really just going through it. Because, as you alluded to, we went through at least 2-3 years of change that impacted us in ways we never thought it could.
All go, all gas, no brakes. I mean, you know, just all go, because I mean, you're adjusting on the fly, making it work. Then throughout your adjusting, you figure out systems. Okay, these things work, we can continue to do those. Okay, these things don't work. Okay, these are new things that we learned that we don't need to do anymore, because, you know, technology, or, you know, things that have helped us be more efficient. But it's all been work.
Yeah.
You know, it's all been work towards. And then, like, you know, when you get to that phase, you don't realize, like, man, I need to come up for air. You know? And so, like, it's I don't know, it's a process to get to that. And I'm just grateful to be in a space where I can connect with people like you so that we can discuss these kind of things, so that other people can listen to it and hopefully take some tools from what we're talking about and use it and apply it in their lives.
Well, if they can't, if you pay attention every day, you'll learn something new. Mm-hmm. If they're not taking away notes from this conversation, they're not paying attention. I mean, that's just right. You know, get your listen to this again. We're at the end of the episode now. If you didn't have your pen out already, get your pen out and go back and take some notes on this one.
Yeah, well I
want to give you an opportunity. I've got, and if, for those that are watching on YouTube, I've got copy of your book here, The Impact of Influence, Volume 6. Mm-hmm. Tell our listeners what they can find in the book and then where they can find the book.
Well, what they can find in the book is, there's this guy that I'm on his podcast right now, amazing dude. You might know him. Doing some great things himself. Oh, wait, that's you. you're in the book.
Well, there's a collective. You put together just a great team of people. As I read the chapters.
Yeah.
You know, many of the people have gone through some struggles, man.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I think we've all been through struggles in life, mm-hmm. but there's some struggles in here that I don't ever want to experience.
Oh man. So, and I have the book. I wanted to show that people that are watching the back cover. So you see the mix of people, men and women, diverse backgrounds, diverse stories, diverse experiences. But the gist of it all, which is the purpose for the impact of influences, is powerful influencers. And every person that's in this book is made of comes from a good-hearted place with pure good intentions, right? So what they do by themselves is they provide so much light to the world by themselves. I mean, powerful people, right? But then now, as we come together, we just share you know, those scenarios or people that have influenced us, you know, and it's influenced us in such a manner that it's impacted us and caused us to be who we are. And then we just share like what we learned from those people or those lessons, the blessings and the lessons, right? And then how we're using that to be a blessing to make our world a better place. And so the Impact of Influence series, book 6 out now, it's grown to be so much more than what I ever thought it would be. You know, I think the beauty of it, and I know I'm going a little long on this one, but this is important. Like I said, powerful, impactful people. But the result of this is there's so many people that's influenced by the ability for us to be able to do this book series. And so like I'm thinking of like I talked to a couple mothers of the authors, and they were so excited that their daughter or their son like is an author, a best-selling author, right? I've watched kids of the authors like pick up the book and see the book for the first time and open up to their parents' chapter. And I'm grateful that I've been in the moment where I've taken a couple of those pictures just to see the kids reading their parents' chapter in awe. I mean, you know, just things like that. And just, you know, spouses saying thank you for doing the book series because it's brought life, you know, more life to the person and encouraged them to continue to do what they're doing because they see that their story is needed. And so I took a little time to talk about that because, man, I'm going to just say like we say down south, it's important, y'all. it's important to influence and impact. And that's what it's been for the series. Like I said, we're on volume 6. And I'm truly, 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 and you understand this, I'm truly grateful that people would even decide to say yes to do a project with me. You know, several people that's been, the answer is yes multiple times. And so I don't take that lightly. Like people don't have to do that. Like you don't have to choose to invite me to be on your platform, right? People don't have to choose to be in a book on a project that I've done, but they've said yes. And a lot of them, there was no hesitation. They didn't let me finish asking. Yeah, what you talking about? You know? And so I'm grateful for that. And I'm humbled, and that's the impact of influence.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You alluded to it, but you know, I know writing a book is a legacy piece, man. I never thought I would be an author. Like 5 years ago, you could have convinced the guy that barely graduated high school and English was his worst subject that he was going to write a book.
Yes, sir.
But somebody convinced me. They said, you tell great stories, write your story. And when they gave me that, they unlocked that door for me. And there's editors and proofreaders that can fix all the problems.
Hey, boom. Hey, man, thank God for editors and proofreaders, buddy. Hey, like coming from a coach's perspective,
I was like, that sounds better now.
Yeah, I could, all my chapters, I could have wrote in bullets or X's and O's.
Well, Chip, it's been great to have you on the podcast today.
Yes, sir.
I feel like a friend. Got to meet you in person here a few months ago at Tampa.
Thank you for coming. Yes. Yeah,
it's been great. I know we're going to partner on some other things in the future, but I want to tell the listeners, thanks for listening to the podcast today. Yeah. We want you to go to wherever you're listening to this podcast, give us an honest review and rating, pick up a copy of Chip's book. You're going to love it. These stories that these individuals tell, as he mentioned, it's diversity of thought. So we want you to pick up this book, glean some information from it, get the nuggets from it. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. Remember to build yourself and then build others.
Want to learn how to build yourself and build your team? Visit www.buildcs.net and learn about Brian's programs, special offers, and more. Build yourself and then build others.